Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you have a non-model body that means finding clothes to fit and flatter is hard? You are not alone. So, one of my questions today comes from Donna. She said, I'm basically underweight by 10 pounds, so I have extremely skinny legs and type 2 diabetic belly that's always bloated. I struggle figuring out what to wear. So, if you've got really slim legs compared to the rest of you, what is great at the moment is wide leg pants are in. So, they are going to cover them over. The skinny leg pants emphasize really slim legs, but a wide leg pant could work for you. Also, At the moment, we're really into midi skirts, boots, things like that as well. They are going to hide your legs if that is something that concerns you. So think about longer skirts, maxi skirts. They have also been around, like denim maxis, things like that. Also great at hiding your legs. Now, as far as belly goes and tummies, think about a column of color. So particularly an inner column of color. This helps us not cut a line across your tummy. Thinking about blousing tops and shirts and things so it covers over your tummy. Also having curved hems on your tops that you wear out that end just below the peak of your tummy and then going up at the side. That can be particularly flattering rather than wearing really tight things. And of course, distract up to your face with accessories, with color, scarves, jewelry, these sorts of things. Provide a distraction here, and then you won't notice what's going on down here. And I know this is where we need to think about. It's not just our body shape, but it's also our body variations. So tummies and really slim legs, these are what I call body variations. So it's figuring out how do I flatter that part of my body. And if you go on the blog, I've got lots of tips. If you just look up, you know, tummy or belly, I think it's more tummy than anything else, or stomach, look up those words. Do a search on legs. You will find some posts to help you there. Think about how to dress those parts of your body. Now, Heather said, my height and build, which is petite, is my main challenge when it comes to shopping for clothes, most especially trousers. I've bought crop trousers. However, the fit isn't that good. Tops with V-necks or crossover dresses are a problem as the V comes too low. I've had breast surgery, so I'm a lot smaller on one side, which makes it difficult. I'm also short-waisted, so fitted items can pose problems. Petite clothing seems to look either very boring or very girly, and I've tried all the stores who do petite ranges but have been disappointed. I wish the fashion fairy would come up with a solution for me as I'm 71 and would still like to be stylish for quite a few years as I love fashion and clothes. So one of the things to think about here is, like, I can tell you the majority of women, or whether or not you're petite or regular height or tall, find it hard to buy pants that fit. Trousers are the hardest garment to fit a body. And this is because there's so many fit points and it's very hard to get a great fit, particularly when we are talking about a non-manufacturing standard body. So when you haven't got the body that they are manufacturing for. So this is where, if you really are struggling, have you thought about having some made to fit? So finding a really great tailor or dressmaker who can cut a pattern to fit the pants to you could be the best solution. Because then you get them in a color and pattern and style that you actually really like, plus the fit is really good. And also remembering too that alterations are not a sign of failure. So for most of us, the clothes are not going to fit perfectly when we are in a store. There's going to be some alterations. And particularly, so if you have more of a waist, you might find the waistband needs taking in. If you've got a less defined waist, but you've got slimmer legs, you'll often find that the legs need taking in. Or you might have not enough or too much through the seat of the trousers. These are all issues that are completely normal. And particularly if you have a rise that is not standard, you may also find that it's hard to get that rise measurement fitting. So if you've got a lot of different things, like I've got petite, I've got issues with the rise, I've got issues with either the waist or the legs, whatever it might be, this is where you're going. By the time you've altered all those things, if you even can, you've almost remade the trousers. So this is why thinking about either learning to make them yourself or getting somebody else to make some for you, because once you have a pattern cut, you can make those pants over and over again. The cost starts to go down. Also look at things that have stretch in them. So fabrics that have some stretch are going to be a little bit easier to fit than fabrics that have zero stretch. So always thinking about that too. And look more widely than just your local stores, because yes, your local stores may have a small amount of petite, but the internet is a big place. And even places like Etsy, where people will make things for you, could be good that if you can give length measurements and things like that. And there are more and more, search up made to measure. There are more places these days where they have a style of garment, but then you can say, I want it X long and I want it, you know, like you can give them, it's not a completely constructed for you garment as far as that they've got a pattern and you're just following that pattern, but they can adjust the pattern to make it fit better for you. So I would be looking up made to measure, designs as well. So they are some options, but I know fit is really difficult, and particularly when you're petite or plus size or tall or just have a large bust, or there's just something about your body, it's not manufacturing standard, and we're all humans and we're all unique and there's nothing wrong with you. Manufacturing is just about getting a garment on the as many bodies as possible, not necessarily making it look great. So I know. And things like wrap tops and things. So you can get, I sell a thing called the B-string, which you attach to your bra and it goes over the top. So if you're wearing something a bit low, that's cut a bit low, like a V or a crossover, it's not going to expose your bust. So, you know, there are solutions to all these things. Also too is you could, you know, like put in closures and things as well. But yeah, often with wraps and Vs, they can be a bit low. Sometimes it might need, because you're petite, to take up from the shoulders. It's often something people don't think about, but sometimes it is if we actually take up from the shoulder. That pulls the neckline up and that could be a solution, particularly if something is sleeveless. So particularly with dresses and stuff, maybe summer dresses that are sleeveless. That could be an option for you. And I know, look, and if you don't like how girly, and this is where I think so many people have gone back to sewing or have learnt to sew at a later stage of their life, because they're just sick of not having the choices that they want in stores, or getting things made is the other option. You have so much more control then. I wish I could magic up the perfect clothes for everybody in stores that fit them perfectly, but it's actually a completely unrealistic thing to be able to promise. The last question today comes from Linda. She says, I wonder what thoughts you have on double denim for those of us in our 60s whose age group invented and have worn the trend days in days gone by. Is it something we can pull off, or will we be perceived as too try hard? I love denim and wear it almost daily, 3 seasons out of 4. I'm happily wear blue and coloured or neutral denim together. However, I'm just not 100% sure whether to rock on out of the house in a double blue denim. So there's a few things to think about, and double denim is apparently a big trend in 2025 again. So if you want to think about double denim, I think as we get older, we particularly want to be careful about too much distressed double denim, because that's a bit too much going on. So think about a more refined denim, a more sophisticated denim, because as we get older, we become more sophisticated. So it could be, you know, 2 denims. Now, they need to be in the same color family. So even if they're blue, there are warmer denims and cooler denims, and not all denims go together. So you want to make sure, if they are different from each other, that they are in the same color family. Now, it's very easy to wear, say, a light chambray shirt with a dark pair of jeans. That goes really easily and really well. And also, too, is the chambray is a much finer denim. It's not got the same heaviness, so it doesn't feel quite so much like the denim suit. Now, there are a lot of pieces being sold as sets. And I think if you want to rock the head-to-toe denim and do the double denim, go for something that is sold as a set if you want it to be the same color. Otherwise, the 2 denims need to go together. And it's absolutely, you know, I don't think it's too try hard if it's your style. And if you, of course, break up, like, so if you're not wearing, say, a chambray shirt, if you're wearing a denim jacket with denim jeans, think about a beautiful blouse that is really your personality as well. Or try a denim trench, or something that's a denim vest, or something that's not just denim jacket and pants, so it doesn't feel quite so, you know, like old-fashioned Canadian tuxedo, as they used to call it. So if you want to rock it and it's your personality, do it. If you're a denim lover, do it, because it will look good because it's part of your expression. But just stay away from anything too, you know, too distressed, where there's too much going on, or if the denims are similar but really not the same. They're better either they're more different or they are exactly the same denim. That is when it tends to look better. So thank you all for your questions, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.